This is 91.5 KRCC, Southern Colorado's NPR station. Veterans Day is Sunday, and all this week we're hearing stories from Colorado veterans who participated in StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative in Colorado Springs earlier this year. Isaac Pazoa was deployed to Afghanistan while his wife, Hannah Bowen, was pregnant. She gave birth to their son, Samuel, while he was gone, and Isaac couldn't be there. At StoryCorps, they talked about Samuel's birth, reuniting as a family, and the memories in between.
So when Sam was born, I had to send you a Red Cross message.
Yeah, it says a soldier, a spouse, is requesting the presence of a member due to birth and illness of son Samuel. Dr. Williams with Evans Army Community Hospital, Fort Carson, Colorado, verified the date of birth. Diagnosis is respiratory failure. Prognosis is unsure due to baby being born at 35 weeks. Current condition stabilized with oxygen and antibiotics. Life expectancy is not an issue at this time. Doctor recommends presence of a soldier. Baby will be in nursery for a while, maybe transferred to NICU.
Uncle Mike said that was like, he thought with them saying that would be for sure you would get to come home.
Yeah. The commander wasn't sending anybody home, and unfortunately I wasn't the only one.
Right.
There was a lot of babies born that summer, and nobody got to go home and see them.
That was when we kind of just switched gears, right? We were like, all right, well, we're going to have to figure
out sustainment.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out how we're going to do this 5 weeks early and, you know.
So what was it like taking Sam home?
Well, I think every parent is terrified to take their kid home, and I was just scared not being able to, like, be in the back seat with him or whatever. And we had to drive it was an hour, right, from post to where I was staying. And your grandmother made Marie ride with me, who doesn't speak English, and my Spanish is pretty much non-existent. And I don't remember. She was yelling at me from the back seat, so I thought there was an emergency. She was saying, baby, baby, whatever. And I get out of the car, and the thing locked. So here we are on the side of the highway in the desert, basically, and Marie, who speaks no English, does not understand me knocking on the window saying, unlock the door. And if your grandma drives slow, of course, you know, so she's like
an hour away.
I think it felt like 5 minutes behind, but I'm pretty sure it was like a minute behind us, and if she weren't there, I was about to smash the window out the top to get in there. But either way, we made it home, and you know, we got settled in. But that it was just really funny that was our first out of the hospital experience with Samuelito. I think that Sam would like to know not what exactly you were doing there, but eventually he's going to wonder, like, why you weren't at home. And I just wonder, like, how much you'll tell him.
Well, I think as time progresses, some things get easier to talk about, of course. But, I mean, we were there, you know, I mean, I was in Afghanistan doing medevac operations in the eastern region of the country towards Pakistan.
I think he'll think you were a hero, you know? I think that he'll think it's pretty cool what you were doing. So I kind of romanticized, like, what it would be to see you for the first time. And then it was totally different. It was, like, weird. Did you have an idea what it would be like?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had no idea, and I was freaking out. I mean, I remember I was crying on the plane up there. You're still on this, like, shell shock, you know? Like, you're in civilization all of a sudden.
Right.
So, you know, when I saw you guys, I mean, my heart dropped. I mean, I was, that was the goal I've been wanting. It was everything I've, you know, thought about. And it's so much to take in at one time that, you know, like, I was so happy to see you guys. But it's, to me, it wasn't like in the movies where everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Exactly,
like big parties
yeah.
and banners and streamers. And, you know, I was just trying to be around people.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Sam wanted to join the Army, what would you tell him?
I would tell him he better go back to school. No, I'd encourage Sam to do anything that he wants to do.
That was Isaac Pozoa and Hannah Bowen in Colorado Springs as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative. Listen for more stories from Colorado veterans all this week on 91.5 KRCC.
The Military Voices initiative from StoryCorps on 91.5 KRCC is sponsored in part by Peak Military Care Network.